Baseball fans, get Fubo to watch your team without cable. Fubo has Bally Sports, ESPN, and more top sports channels. You can record games with the included DVR or stream them on the go with the Fubo app. Start watching today at FuboTV.com. That's FuboTV.com.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Back with you on a Monday morning, pregame daily here on the Braves Radio Network with Chris Domino, Kevin McAlpin here. Braves on the road out to the West Coast. It's a three-game series starting tonight in Seattle. And Chris, before we talk about the upcoming road trip and who the Braves will see, 7-2 on the homestand. They were one swing away from 8-1 on Saturday night. But ultimately, you don't get to 7-2 without the contributions you got on the mound. Braves pitching staff, terrific over the course of this homestand, getting deeper into ball games, and more importantly, your bullpen getting some much needed rest here. So certainly a lot to like about what we saw from the Braves the last two weekends.
Yeah, I don't want to call it the bizarro world, but it's a little bit upside down, because when Strider goes down, it was panicky. When Freed doesn't have a good start, it was panicky. When Elder doesn't make the team because, you know, well, I don't know what's going on with him. Look at the back end of the last year. It was panicky. What are you going to do? I got a guy that I just signed who I thought was supposed to be in the bullpen. He has to start now as a number five. And then all of a sudden you realize the pitching has actually been the thing for a little bit of a stretch now. You know, the bullpen had a good week, not so good week, really good week. And there's the up and down thing that comes with the bullpen. I think you get a little bit more nervous because the rotation, while it can be game to game every 5 days to every 5 days, there were a couple of things around here that we said, uh-oh. And then it turns out that this homestand, your starting pitching was, now there have been a couple of really good staffs in baseball right now, so I don't want to say it was as good as anybody in baseball, but it was close to as good as anybody in baseball when your offense was scuffling a little bit. So you don't know how you're going to win over the course of 162, but it is nice to have a 26-man roster that somehow, some way does figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. And even yesterday, you look at what Bryce Elder, maybe effectively wild. I know at times, that sinker can really just be hard to locate at the bottom of the zone. But ultimately, he limits the damage. And what have we talked about with a guy like Bryce Elder? Keep your team in the game. And that's exactly what he did yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, and what did he do, too? He picked up another ground ball where he's covering first base. Yeah. So the good news is he knows his bread and butter is going to be to make sure that if you have a chance to get two outs with one pitch, you know, the people behind you do their job, but you also do your job by getting over to first base. So, it's been a nice stretch for a group that we weren't sure how many times, at least early in the season, we were going to say, oh, look, it was a nice stretch.
7-2 against a couple of really good teams. You saw Texas Rangers on the first half of the homestand. And then obviously over the weekend, the Guardians come in with the best record in the American League. And look, again, they're a good team. Maybe they don't have the household names that a team like the Texas Rangers do, but they were pesky this weekend, man. That's Stephen Kwan. He's tough to keep off the base pads, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he is. He is sort of depends what year. I'm trying to think of what year we'd have to teleport back to, but he's a prototypical leadoff hitter in another time and another place. It's just not this place in baseball right now. He's easily the smallest leadoff hitter in the game. You know, I'm trying to think, a few years ago we talked about, is this guy the biggest, heaviest leadoff hitter? I don't remember who it was. But then we looked at, okay, is this the smallest number three hitter in baseball? Now we're back to, well, that guy looks like the way leadoff hitters used to look. And that's just not necessarily the norm around the game anymore.
That wouldn't have been Judge when he was leading off, would it?
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah. It might have been. Yeah, it might have been.
They certainly, the look of those leadoff men has certainly fluctuated quite a bit over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it goes back to what he said about Hap Wilson yesterday, and you did see the picture when he's standing next to both Ruth and Garrick, and he looked like a fat bat boy. That's what he looked like, an old sort of Batman, like a guy who you just gave the job to, who's been there for 30 years doing it as a bat boy. 5'6", 190, 5.5 size shoe. But again, he's 191 RBI and a really good player in a lot of other ways. So yeah, the game is, we've gotten to a, like, guys coming out of the bullpen all seem to look the same. They're all big horses. But the game still has, with the Altuves, the Aussies, Stephen Kwan, there are still guys who are the exceptions when it comes to what today's player might actually look like on the norm.
Well, that's what I tell my kid all the time. You know, my kid's not exactly blessed with the best height in the world, but he loves playing the game. And I think that's one of the beauties of this game of baseball, is that they do come in all shapes and sizes. You don't have to be 6'5" or, you know, 7 feet tall to be successful. Heck, there's been guys that have been the complete opposite. Some of the smaller guys have been those guys that end up going to Cooperstown when all said and done. So I think that's a, it's a good way to show that next generation that you don't have to be the biggest guy. You don't have to be the big offensive lineman or the 6'6" quarterback to be the most successful players in the game.
Yeah, I go back to a conversation I had with Joe Morgan a few years ago, and he talked about this was going on in the early 60s for him. And we ended up, again, speaking of kids, we ended up talking about my daughter, who at one point was 5 foot nothing and was 14 years old playing with 17-year-olds. And I would take, you know, I'm not telling you there weren't better players on the field at that point, but there was nobody who'd throw their body around. So you have to do something. If you're not going to be blessed with one thing, you better find something else in you. And I've always thought size is really a very interesting conversation in the world of sports, because while you have measurables, and then even things like the combine go to the point of ridiculous with measurables, how high you can jump, how far you can broad jump, you know, I don't care. When they flip on the tape or when it's game day, what do you actually look like? And a lot of times size gets put in the back pocket. Now look, for some kids, it doesn't. Some kids don't want contact. Some kids don't want to see a fastball. Some kids don't want to have a shoulder, you know, as a girl, a shoulder knocked into them over and over again. And it's just not necessarily for them, but there are kids who are the exceptions. When you have an opportunity to grab an exception, you better do it.
Yep, for sure. Well, look, looking back at this weekend, obviously there's so much to like about where, you know, what the Braves did, how they handled themselves, the pitching staff, but how about seeing finally some guys get rewarded, most notably a guy like Austin Riley, who, gosh, he hit the ball about as hard as you can, had nothing to show for it for most of the weekend, finally comes up, and then, of course, it's like a 10-hopper through the infield. And, you know, I don't know how many balls that it felt like he hit out, probably 3 to 4 over this homestand. But for him finally to get that walk-off hit yesterday, I felt good for Austin, knowing that, man, this must have been a frustrating run for him.
Yeah, you're not owed anything, but it was nice to see a little bit of a payoff at the end. It would have been a little bit worse had he not had the big hit yesterday. And again, not worse where all of a sudden he's sulking and crying on the plane, but I'm kind of happy that he had an opportunity after the weekend that he had to experience what it is everybody certainly looks forward to, your teammates coming out and chasing you a little bit.
Yeah, no question about it. So Braves now on the road. They will head to Seattle for a 3-game series. That starts tonight, 9:40 Eastern. So you and I have some late night shows coming up over the next couple of nights. And Chris, you and I sort of touched on this yesterday. That Mariners pitching staff has been terrific. What was it, 5 runs over the weekend they allowed against the Arizona Diamondbacks? And I think it's 8 runs in their last 6 games. I mean, they've been really, really good. So Braves will certainly have a good challenge ahead of them here this weekend.
Yeah, and their starters over a 15-game stretch have given up 15 runs. So, again, I joked yesterday, that's easy math. That's not even baseball math. Nobody has to subtract or do much of anything. If you hear 15 runs and 15 starts, they've made it pretty easy to figure out how good they've been. You do miss Kirby, who had a really good start on Saturday. You'll miss him. He had a 12 strikeout and a walk day the other day. So, but it's going to be formidable, and it's not going to be a lot of names you know.
This kid, Bryce Miller, by the way, they're going to see him tonight, 3-2 in 5 starts. He's got a 2.22 ERA, better than a strikeout per inning pitch. So, again, for a guy who, a team we don't see a lot, a team we don't know a whole lot about, Braves will take on a guy that is off to a good start. They have Max Fried going for them tonight. He's coming off the Maddox in his last start. He's 2-0 with a 4.97, but Max certainly coming around a little bit here over his last few starts. That's been encouraging to see. So, hopefully Max can sort of set the tempo, not only for the road trip, but most importantly, just for this 3-game series coming up here tonight.
Yeah, and the other piece of good news is Bryce Elder gets on the plane yesterday, and he knows that he's going to be pitching at the back end of this road trip. So all good in that regard. Everybody should have had a good flight, as you talk about a lot. It certainly is a little bit longer, probably the longest flight the team actually will take all year. They'll start a road trip where it will be some of those late nights. And again, don't be fooled by I don't know a lot of these guys. You might not even know a lot of their pitchers, but this team has actually been throwing the ball really well. I'd be curious to see if we're asking Matt Olson and Austin Riley and Ronald to wake up a little bit. It's not going to be easy against this group, but it might be nice to actually get those guys started as the calendar turns to May.
Yeah, of course, their offense starts and ends with J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, off to a bit of a slow start, probably for his standards. Only a 6.49 OPS. I was looking at his numbers earlier today. Mitch Garver in there, he's not off to a great start. Again, they're they're really making hay with their pitching staff right now. It's a big reason why they are where they are. Their offense really hasn't started firing. They win a lot of close, low-scoring games. So hopefully that's the case. Keep their offense quiet at least for three more days. How's that sound?
Yeah, and they've needed – we talked about it. There are some teams that when a pitcher goes to the mound the night before driving to the ballpark, he has to pitch the scoreboard. Bryce Elder didn't have to pitch the scoreboard yesterday. I'm not telling you the Braves gave him a ton of work with, but they have a capability of doing that. Seattle doesn't look like a big run-scoring team as of yet. So if I'm starting for them, I certainly know that, you know, I probably have to do my job and a little bit more to make sure that we have a chance to win a game. For all that starting pitching, you know, they're not lights out. You know, you would think when you hear some of these numbers, you go, okay, how many games over 500 are they? Now, they shut out an Angels team, or they beat up an Angels team, but that's not overly difficult these days. If you stay up, you'll see some things. That's a good quality team, a lot like Cleveland, but just not necessarily an offensive juggernaut team.
Yeah, we'll hope that we haven't just put the hex on them there, but hopefully the offense doesn't.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, exactly. Do you believe in the jinx thing? Because I got a hard time.
I don't talk about things. I don't really like to talk. Listen, I'm not dumb. If I see a team that's averaging 2.5 or 3 runs a game for a 2-week period, it's got to be mentioned. Do I think that I'm the reason why all of a sudden they explode for 8, 9, and 8? No, I don't. But I also know that while a game was going on, more than pregame, while a game was going on, I really don't talk about what somebody doesn't do well. Right. I can hold off on that one until the game's over.
All right. Well, look,
These are just facts, as I like to say. Hold on. But during a game or on the pregame show, it's like somebody saying, oh, it doesn't look like it's going to rain today. We should be fine. Yeah. I think during a pregame show, you don't necessarily want to talk about it. You know, we're doing this early in the morning. I'm not going to be the reason they actually score 27 runs over the next 3 days. but I won't say during a pregame show that they stink offensively. And I certainly won't during a game text somebody and say, wow, this team couldn't score 3 runs if you gave them 2. I won't do any of those things.
Okay. I got a hard time the other day about this stat about the Braves going for 19 wins in 25 games, tying a franchise record. It's all your fault, McAlpin. Okay. All right. It's my fault.
Yeah. If you said it during pregame.
Yeah.
I think you can say stuff like that in the morning. You better get those Twitter things fired in the morning. I don't think you want to do it as they're getting ready to throw first pitch. That's me. That's just me. I think there's a cutoff point, and I think the pregame show is it.
All right. Well, look, I'll take the fall on that one. If people want to blame me, I'm glad to take it, and I'll just make sure I watch what I put out there. Hey, if you want to blame somebody, blame the Braves Media Relations Department. They put it in the game notes. I'm just reading.
You're just reading. I know.
I'm just reading.
You can't read it that close to first pitch. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of close to first pitch, you and I have 680 game day tonight. We will be on at what, 7:40? Does that work for your schedule tonight?
I think so. Yeah, I'll probably be pulling in. I'm actually doing some work now, so I've got a local soccer game that I'm going to at least try to stick around for the first half, and then we'll drive right to the studio and we will get started for the Braves and the Seattle Mariners.
All right, we'll get together tonight, 7:40, first pitch at 9:40, all the action on the Fan, 680 The Fan mobile app, and, of course, the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Chris, do want to thank the fine folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. They had me behind the wheel of the 2024 Tundra. We absolutely love it. Feel safe and secure when we take the family on the road. Obviously, with summer right around the corner now, getting out a little bit more to the baseball field, down to the ballpark, getting out of town for the All-Star break, whatever it might be. And we know when we take the road, we are going to be in fine shape, thanks to the folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. You can start your car buying experience today at Beaver Direct, just a couple of clicks away. And if there's something you want, heck, they'll bring it to your office for a test drive. That's how much they will go the extra mile for you. They've hooked us up. They'll do the same for you and your family. And speaking of going the extra mile, Chris, we talk about it all the time. The folks at Lincoln Capital Advisors, they've been part of our show now for the better part of a year. And they're going to do everything in their power to make sure they get you the best rates, mortgage, whether it's buying, refinancing. And we've even had some very happy listeners that have come back to us and say that they've really enjoyed their experience with Lincoln Capital Advisors.
Yeah, 'tis the season. A lot of houses go up for sale in spring, and you got to find out what's the best time for you. That could be the interest rates. That could be what else it is you're looking at. If you're looking for an investment property, I keep telling you the word advisors is in there for a reason, because they actually talk this stuff through. There's an opportunity to present what it is your situation is, as opposed to the cookie cutter idea of good time, bad time to buy a house, sell a house, or any of that stuff, because not everybody's situation is the same when it comes to the biggest investment, certainly in your family's future, perhaps the value of your home. You're going to want to make sure that you are doing everything you're supposed to do, whether it's a refinance, whether it's a stay pat, or whether it's time to go make the move you've been thinking about, because every indication says it's time to make the move. Let Lincoln Capital Advisors help you through all of that.
Blake and Jim will take care of you. LincolnCapitalAdvisors.com is where you can get all the details. Speaking of details, we'll give you plenty of details on the Braves and Mariners tonight. It is game one of a three-game series from the Pacific Northwest. We'll see you tonight at 7:40 Eastern, getting you set for all the action right here on The Fan.
Baseball fans, get Fubo to watch your team without cable. Fubo has Bally Sports, ESPN, and more top sports channels. You can record games with the included DVR or stream them on the go with the Fubo app. Start watching today at FuboTV.com. That's FuboTV.com.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.